So this eclipse season with Pluto stationing direct and through to the 17th of October, and Eris in the North Node approaching their conjunction, and all the things is so intense. I'm recording this on October the 13th, Happy Venus Day, Friday the 13th, the day before the solar annular eclipse on the 14th. But I'm going to talk to you about the lunar eclipse that's coming at the end of the month. And the good news is that even though it's rather an intense eclipse in many ways, I actually think it's got the potential for what's breaking through and transforming now to bring a great shift and healing. So let's dive in. But before I dive in, let's ask you to subscribe to my channel and also to give it a thumbs up and to leave me a comment. But also consider checking the little bell next to the subscription so that you get a little red notification on YouTube when I upload new content so you don't miss the new videos. Anyway, let's dive in. I'm going to pull a card. I have not pulled it yet. So here we go. Here's the card. Actually, let me just look at the chart while I pull the card for this big eclipse. I think it's still quite tense, but also really got great potential. So hang on. Here we go. So I pulled the King of Vessels. You can see the card. This is the Red Seeds Tarot again here. Now, let me tell you what the King of Vessels is about from the book, because these cards have their very own kind of energy. This is actually Poseidon. Now, it says, "I am turbulent." But let me read you the quote and the soul journey for this card. These cards have very specific kind of interpretations. So the water in a vessel is sparkling. The water in the sea is dark. The small truth has words which are clear. The great truth has silence. And that was Rabindranath Tagore. The soul journey. The king holds powerful emotions, which means that at times he can be more than a bit of a drama queen. Underneath his power is a sensitive soul who can sometimes wallow in a pool of conflicting feelings. You may sink or swim if you try to navigate these emotions. Sometimes he will read us poetry, ask how we are, and genuinely inquire if there is anything he can do to help us. And he's kind, learned, and compassionate, appreciates the arts, and devours philosophy. His soul, like his waters, hold great depths. And his moods, like his storms, come and go with a fair amount of noise and dark drama. Occasionally, he shakes us up, for he is the ultimate force of water whose energy knows no barriers and no form. However, he will always be prepared to listen to our issues and problems and is exceptionally understanding. He will offer us advice if we are brave enough to ask. Sometimes he will just quake and rumble. And do we run or do we listen? Of course, he may just give us a hug if that's what's needed. Now, how I read this card for this eclipse is that it is a Taurus full moon eclipse, but there's so much energy in Scorpio on this eclipse. And Scorpio is a very dramatic, deep water sign. However, this to my mind is the big pull to lean into the King of Vessels for ourselves to go to my favorite topic, self-care. But let's have a look at the chart and have a look at the astrology. And what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to just share the chart. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this, and then we're going to stop sharing the chart, and I'm just going to talk about it. So look at all of this. The eclipse is on October the 28th, 2023. So it's actually a 10 month, so that's a one, and a 10 day, 2 plus 8 is another one. So there's going to be a lot of new beginnings. Full moons can act like new beginnings as much as new moons at times. And new moons can be endings and new beginnings as well. I think there's a common law that, you know, new moon is a new beginning. Full moon is a fulfillment. Well, they kind of both have both energies in many ways. So I just want to show you this eclipse. It's a Taurus eclipse, 5 degrees of Taurus, but it's a partial eclipse because the moon and the north node are quite far apart and in fact in separate signs. So, but it's no less powerful for that because it is a north node eclipse and Eris is on the north node and they're applying to an exact conjunction on November the 27th. So this is a, you know, we're rattling and rolling and being shaken and stirred in so many ways. It's also pretty close to Jupiter, and Jupiter is exactly opposing Mars on that day, as I talked about in my Mars in Scorpio video. But look at all this energy in Scorpio. We have Haumea, who's going to be there for about 20 years, the fertility energy. We've got this asteroid Lilith, the talk to the hand Lilith, rebellious kind of teenager. We've clearly got the sun in Scorpio opposing the moon. We've got Mercury still under the beams of the sun right the way through the eclipses, but about to conjunct Mercury and oppose that Jupiter. And we have Ceres in Scorpio. So it's really concentrated eclipse energy. Also on the south node, because I mentioned we have Eris, the shit stirrer, conjunct the north node, we have Speaker, which is luckily is one of the most fortunate fixed stars, conjunct that south node. We also have around that 5-6 degree mark, we still have this Pholus, Pandora's box, Centaur in Capricorn, opposing Vesta, kind of revealing all this kind of what's wrong with our structures of our life. Pluto's been doing a number on that, but so is Pholus following Pluto. And Vesta's the flame of the hearth, but also our own inner flame of focus and devotion and safety and security in Cancer. We also have Juno aspecting this eclipse. I'll be talking about that. One other thing I will be talking about, though, is this T-square, all this 0 degree energy. And Saturn is stationing to turn direct just a week after this eclipse on November the 4th. This is Sedna, and we've got Haumea, of course, at 0 degrees. But we have Hecate, the way shower, at 0 degrees. So we've got a whole load at that 4 card number, taking a leap, new beginnings, the zero, the alpha, the omega, the infinite possibilities number. So there's quite a lot to talk about, but I'm going to go through it all quite quickly. But first, let me talk about the 5. This is a 5 degree eclipse, and 5 really is the number of personal freedom, of individualism. It's also a number of change, of free thinking, kind of energy. It can also be a little bit reckless and self-indulgent, but it is a number of change for sure. It's also said to be the most prevailing number in nature and art, and it symbolizes fire and the stigmata. And you guys know that I also love Venus, and of course it signifies the 5-pointed star. So there's a lot of change coming, as if we didn't know, and a lot of turbulence, which means we need a lot of self-care. So this is a Taurus eclipse, however, and Taurus is about stability, sustainability, values. Taurus can be very stubborn and stick in the mud, though, but it's something we've been working on for a long time because we've got Uranus in Taurus and it's Venus ruled, and we've had a Venus retrograde this year. And so we've had a lot of this Venusian Taurus energy, but just think about Taurus. Taurus is earth. Taurus is calm, positive, patient, reliable. It's a yin sign. It's the divine feminine, for the want of a better word. It's also, you know, quite connected to nature, the body, values, material world. It's very sensual. On the negative, Taurus can be quite stubborn and non-moving, but also quite materialistic. Although I also found that Taurus really kind of likes the good things in life more than just like hoarding kind of thing. But anyway, either way, Taurus is a very calming, security-oriented sign. So this full moon is in the sign of Taurus, and it's close to, this full moon eclipse, even bigger, but it's close to Jupiter, as I said. So Jupiter is expanding everything. It's expanding this pull towards this Taurian energy. And it's kind of building on a lot of energy that we've had over the last couple of years, as we've had eclipses with the nodes in Taurus and Scorpio, with the North Node in Taurus. Yes, on this one, the North Node has moved back into the sign of Aries, new beginnings, new starts, drive, pioneering. And Eris is there shaking things up for the outsider. But all of this indicates that this is pulling us towards a more sustainable way of living in general. And it's also a call really to get into your body and very grounded and very connected with nature, to do my self-care, my favorite topic, extreme self-care. And I'm talking about disciplined, plodding, steady self-care. I'm not talking about pampering. I'm talking about deep self-care, of things that make you feel very grounded, very well, very whole. Now, Venus rules this new moon, of course. Sorry, full moon. Oh, sorry, still got the COVID fog brain, so you have to forgive me for the odd thing like that. And Venus is also in Virgo. Venus is in another earth sign. I did a whole video on Venus in Virgo. I like Venus in Virgo. She's very of service oriented, very humble, but also very much about being whole in mind, body and soul, and on focusing on that grounding and health as well. And so I do love that this is a very earthy full moon. And so this is what we're being pulled towards. So towards this full moon, I think it's about, you know, the memes, calm down, you know, or keep calm. That's the one as well. Keep calm, keep calm. Because all of this is saying just settle down. Just really kind of calm down, get back to earth, realize that we have to connect with ourselves, take care of ourselves, take care of each other, and just be more sustainable and less kind of erratic, and change to be more of that. It's quite the powerful energy. But then we have the Scorpio. And Scorpio is the deepest water sign, as I mentioned with the card, with the Poseidon card. And Scorpio is about diving deep into the soul and the psyche, the soul's needs. What do you need? What nurtures and nourishes your emotions and your most deeply bonded relationships? I have a feeling that, and I mentioned that again in the Mars in Scorpio video I did for the whole period. It's also about tuning into those deep emotions, supporting yourself, supporting your most deeply bonded relationships, and saying nothing else matters. This is fixed energy. It's saying dive into wholeness, dive into, you know, let's go back to that card from the King of Vessels, Because remember, I said he's working within you. This is not really about anybody else, but this is about the King of Vessels really kind of being kind, learned, and compassionate to yourself. It's about going into those deep soul depths, and it's really kind of about sinking into that water of emotions. But some quakes and rumbles may be sending you into these fertile waters of growth. And water also is very eroding. Okay, and this is on the south node with speaker. This is saying we can't keep this up. This is about water washing away. Incidentally, though, with this much water, there could be literal floods, but let's not go there. But there's going to be floods of emotions. It's a really emotional full moon. You know, all the events that we've got going on in the world and perhaps in your own lives, I know I have in mine, have perhaps shaken and stirred you a little bit. But Scorpio has these hidden strengths and depths. Mars in Scorpio is really strong. Mars and Jupiter opposing each other at 11 degrees, which is a master number. This is saying to tap into your deepest inner resources and to get support if you need them, to nurture your soul's desires, to nurture your deepest feelings, to feel those feelings, to release anything that's kind of holding you back, and to move more into this grounded, sustainable way of living. Okay, so the speaker, the fixed star, is also on the south node of this eclipse. Okay, so a speaker fixed star is a very interesting energy, actually. It's said to be one of the luckiest stars. It's said to give success, renown, riches, sweet disposition, love of art, science, all those things. But I will tell you that I have a good friend who researches history and charts and those kind of more mundane things. And speaker is really connected with Israel, by the way. And incidentally, asteroid Israel was conjunct speaker as well in all this drama. So something is giving way in that region of the world. But this, as without, so within. Something is giving way. Something is being left behind. With Mercury right through these eclipses being under the beams of the sun, there's negotiations and ideas going on behind the scenes. Mars in Scorpio is cutting right to the heart of the matter. And again, this will be in your own life as well as everybody else's. Ceres in Scorpio is bringing probably some grief, some sense of grief and some sense of loss, but it's also about nurturing and nourishing those that really have meaning and matter in your life. Asteroid Lilith conjunct Haumea, that's kind of saying we have to restore this more interconnected, balanced yin-yang relationship in our world. So this, it doesn't look unfortunate, this full moon, but I think in the lead up to it and what's coming from the time we're in as I record this is going to lead to this full moon. And something is going to be giving way and something is going to be released that will possibly lead to a more fortunate future. Okay. Now then, we do have, as I said, we also have aspected by this full moon, we have this Pluto-Vesta opposition, and that's in aspect to Juno. Juno has joined Venus in Virgo, reminding us that, you know, we are here to remember our interconnectedness, to remember that we are being, that we are of service to each other. And, you know, this theme keeps coming up and up again. And remembering that if we want to be coming into wholeness, we have to think about having meaning usefulness and how we can serve the greater good in whatever way it is in your life. But it's a one big part of all of this energy is this Aries North Node with Eris conjunct that's building. And it really is about saying, how can I be a part of this change? And how can I contribute to this for the good of all? Because Eris, if you remember, she takes a stand for outsiders. She takes a stand for the marginalized. She shakes things up so that we're kind of forced to take the stand. She reveals the unfairness in society, and we can see all of that happening. It's just happening all over the world and probably in our own lives as well. And then we have this T-square. We have Saturn stationing direct in Pisces at 0 degrees Pisces. Saturn has been helping us to erode a lot of limiting beliefs and also to create boundaries, but it's also related to this water energy again, this Poseidon. Saturn has been saying we have to surrender to this interconnectedness. We have to remember and we have to remove any limiting beliefs and blocks that have come up that actually say that we are not all one. We are all connected. Everything is connected. And then Saturn is opposing Hecate and Regulus, the King Star. And Hecate is saying the way forward is that more feminine, interconnected energy, that wholeness, that being whole unto oneself, and then kind of being in that priestess energy to help others feel that. And this is all forming a T-square to Sedna, which really means sort of our future through coming through crisis, big change. Sedna's bringing the big crisis, which actually means crossroads as we move into this new paradigm. So in so many ways, this is a powerful, powerful full moon. And I just can't emphasize enough that this energy really, particularly the Scorpio and the South Node energy, is saying, let go of hanging on to power. We've had that message through the eclipses for the last couple of years, but we haven't quite got it. But letting go of this power manipulation also, but of seeing into. I think there's a big element of this with all this Scorpio energy, with Mercury and Mars in there, conjunct the eclipse of, you know, things are going to be revealed. Secrets are going to be revealed about power games, about power manipulation, and where people have been disempowered as well. And it's all a push to move towards that North Node again, and that Taurus, that more patient, grounded, connected energy. So really doing grounding activities anytime is good, but again, moving towards that self-care, kind of maybe take up walking, take up some more disciplined, patient approach to change. And really, then that's the way that we'll find the freedom that we seek. So I'm just going to remind you again to subscribe to my channel. And I'm going to read you the symbols, and then I'm just going to kind of sum it all up. I don't want to go on and on, because this time, you know, I've done several videos, but actually one thing I do want to refer you to is this five-pointed star, you know, relationships, connection, Venus ruled. We are about moving to a more loving, connected world. And the astrology is pushing us that way. But are we listening? And it's really about descending into our humanness rather than all this nonsense about ascendance and all that kind of thing. This is it. This is home. We are humans. We are here on Earth to be in this human experience. And that's what we're being called to, and to nurture and care for this home that we have in a lot of ways. All right. So the Chandra symbol for this full moon. So we go to Taurus 6, is a pink diamond. So a soft, gentle color manifesting through a perfectly hard and clear substance, gentle yet utterly potent. The mystery here concerns attraction and repulsion. Love attracts those who need it and repels all negativity. Love reaches out to give of itself, yet is also the most powerful of defenses. Pink, incidentally, is one of Venus colors. He refers to an Omega symbol. This is John Sandbach, who channeled the Chandra symbols. He says the Omega symbol is soft and receptive. And the Omega symbol, incidentally, is a man charges water with healing energy. And he says the diamond is hard and enduring. The degree itself contains these opposites and expressing the truth that love is the perfect healer. What better message is that? Okay. And then we have the Sabian symbol. Again, gives me so much hope in these challenging times. The Sabian symbol is a bridge being built across a gorge. James Burgess, in his commentary, says this is building bridges to end separation, finding a way to end separation and form group consciousness. Following a catastrophic setback, it can feel like the earth has opened up to swallow us. And doesn't it feel a little bit that way right now? But the best way to counteract the sense of separation and desolation is to engage in a challenging community project that gives substantial proof of our involvement and importance in life. Now, other words about it coming from some other people are about you going to the higher power, and about, you know, creating, using that higher power to bridge that gap or the gorge. Because doesn't it feel like we're just so separate at the moment? This full moon is giving this opportunity to really move back into interconnectedness and come together. And I do see some signs of it, so I hope you do in your life anyway. I'm just, I think that's the, it's also happening within. Of course, it's between our own neurons, as Mara says. Each connection we make allows for more connections to be made. The stronger it is, the more it will hold. When many are faced with the same lack of connection, a forming of community allows the coming together of knowledge that one alone does not hold. This in turn produces results one alone would not achieve. So the overall message of this powerful time and this powerful eclipse is this coming together in deeply bonded connection, and connection with all that is our own bodies, the material world, nature, the cosmos, despite what's being thrown at us. It's got to, because this is in fixed signs, Taurus and Scorpio are fixed signs. This is really about making things real, getting back down and stopping all this kind of separation, of coming into these deeply bonding, of really connecting with each other, to go back to all that energy of Scorpio. This is the deep psyche as well, in the realms of the occult and the hidden and the magical. And it's saying, you know, build these deeply bonded emotional connections for this more sustainable future and play your part. It's astounding, to be quite honest. And then we've got this T square that's, you know, really pushing us to change towards this more sustainable energy and interconnected energy as well, of wholeness and coming back into community with each other. So how that will play out in the outer world, I do not know, but I hope you can see how it's playing out in your own. I would really focus on, yes, your connection with nature, your connection with self-care, your connection with being stable and solid and rooted. That's another good Taurus word, but also in your deeply bonded relationships. So until next time, I'm going to get this uploaded. And on the 14th, I'm actually going to be seeing the new moon eclipse. So I'll leave you to watch this, and I hope it gives you hope in what's right now a really challenging time. Much love to you.